Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. Forecasters at the National Weather Service say a few strong to severe thunderstorms are possible this evening as a warm front moves northward across central Alabama. The main hazardous threats include damaging straight-line winds and hail. All severe weather threats will be possible, including damaging straight-line winds, tornadoes, large hail, and locally heavy rainfall. The severe threat will end early Saturday morning as the front exits to the southeast. Hundreds of college students from across Alabama participated in today's Higher Education Day rally. Organizer and Pike Road Mayor Gordon Stone says the support of higher education is critical.
Bottom line is we create to solving problems. And if you'll fund us, that's what our universities are going to be doing out there. If you don't fund us, there's less of us to do it. And then that means more problems, and problems get compounded. So we hope that everybody will hear the message. Be fair. Even when times are tough, be fair. Take care of your universities. Take care of these students. Take care of our faculty. Take care of our staff. Make sure that our engines of economic opportunity are churning at full speed.
The rally was held on the steps of the Alabama State House. Well, gasoline prices continue their march toward $4 a gallon. A five-week rise has brought the average price for a gallon of regular to $3.74. That's up 37 cents from late January, according to AAA Alabama. The statewide average price today for a gallon of regular is almost $3.60. In other news, an Alabama Senate panel is expected to vote next week on a bill that would ban smoking in some public places in the state. Democratic Senator Vivian Figures of Mobile says this year's bill is a compromise that would exempt private clubs, cigar bars, and tobacco shops from the ban. Also, prosecutors in East Alabama say they are filing a capital murder charge, which carries the possibility of the death penalty, against a woman accused of running her 9-year-old granddaughter to death as punishment for eating chocolate. Authorities in Gadsden announced the decision today at a bond hearing for Joyce Garrett. She and the girl's stepmother are charged in the death of 9-year-old Savannah Hardin. Authorities say the girl was forced to run for 3 hours before she collapsed. Also, the jury deliberating in Alabama's gambling corruption trial has asked a judge if it could get a copy of the courtroom transcript to verify witnesses' testimony. Federal Judge Myron Thompson told the jurors shortly before lunch today that transcripts are not available to them and they will have to rely on their memory of the testimony. The jury got the case Wednesday but had to start over with its deliberations this morning because the judge excused one juror for personal reasons and put an alternate juror on the panel. Six defendants are accused of using campaign contributions to buy and sell votes for pro-gambling legislation. Authorities on Alabama's Gulf Coast have hauled the wreckage of a Coast Guard helicopter out of Alabama waters, but did not find the bodies of three missing crew members inside. U.S. Coast Guard officials say the search continues for the missing men. A fourth man was found after the crash, but died. The helicopter crashed on a training mission Tuesday evening near Point Clear in Mobile Bay. Expect a 50% chance of rain this afternoon with a slight chance of thunderstorms in your highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloudy with a 20% chance of thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s. On your Friday, look for cloudy skies and a 20% chance of thunderstorms and your highs in the lower 80s. Friday night, expect a 70% chance of rain, thunderstorms likely in the evening and after midnight, with your lows in the mid-60s. On your Saturday, cooler temperatures, thunderstorms likely with your highs in the upper 60s and a 70% chance of rain. Saturday night, much colder, partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of rain showers in the evening, then clear after midnight with your lows around 40 degrees. And on your Sunday, sunny skies in the morning with your highs in the mid-60s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.